Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Harry's Razors.
It's very exciting. I love Harry's Razors.
You did a little
bit. We were
dance.
Just talking off air about how much we enjoyed Harry's Razors.
And we'll also be talking on air later about how much we love
Harry's Razors.
Razors.
Harry's Razors.
And his razors.
Yeah.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and
TV shows.
Yeah, we do, Mason.
That's true.
My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
TV shows?
TV shows, that's right. Huh. Very good. Yeah. You do listen back to the show.
No.
Religiously.
No.
You're our number one listener.
Sometimes people will, like, they'll tweet at me or whatever, and they'll be like, hey, what was that comic book you mentioned in the show or whatever? And I'll listen back to that episode, and my greatest fear is I'll be walking down the street, and I'll get hit by a bus or something like that. And when they look over my corpse, they'll be like, what's he... Is he listening to his own podcast?
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a fear of that, because sometimes I listen to it just to check, like, sound quality, and I look for clips that are, like, that I might turn into something down the line, like animations or whatever. And that's for fear of mine, like someone's going to see me, like anyone would ever see me anyway, or know who I am.
Also, in my scenario, a guy turned over my phone, like my cracked phone screen, spattered in blood, and went, oh, the Weekly Planet, that's his phone. Like, he's not going to know,
no,
is he?
No, of course not.
But what if he did?
But what if he did?
Or she.
Or she.
First responders can be women also.
Yes, and often.
Mm.
Bad news up top. Couple of major deaths in Hollywood.
Oh.
John Singleton, dead at 51.
Director of Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, that's crazy. Really young.
Mm-hmm.
He also did Fast 2, which, look, it's not great, but it did kick off the Fast and Furious franchise.
The Fast and the Universe,
exactly. And there's characters in that that have been resonating through the years. Tyrese Gibson. He also did
Ludacris?
Shaft.
Is Ludacris
sure,
in 2?
I don't know. But he also did Shaft, the first Sam Jackson one.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Which I think is kind of fun. Or I remember seeing it as kind of... You know, well, fun and, you know, horrible bits in it where Christian Bale, like, beats a man to death. It's not important. Anyway, he's a huge influence because he was the youngest director ever to be nominated at 24 in, like, 1991. And I think he still holds that record as far as I'm aware. So that's pretty incredible. Yeah. And he also introduced the world to Cuba Gooding Jr. in Boys in the Hood.
That's true.
Yeah, so there you bloody go. Yeah, so, I mean, massive loss. You know, huge talent. 51. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, that's a massive shame. And on the back of that, we also...
Who else died? God.
Peter Mayhew, 74. Oh. Again, I still feel like that's also very... I didn't know he was sick.
Day after Star Wars Day? Star Wars Day. Yeah, before Star Wars Day.
Around that
Happy
time.
Happy Star Wars Day, everybody.
Yeah, everyone. Happy bloody Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Apparently he was at home with friends and family when this happened. And aside from obviously being Chewbacca, he's done a bunch of charity work with the 501st, Make-A-Wish and things like that over the years. Mm. So yeah, two really big talents. And
very big in his case.
Well, that's right. 7 foot 100 or whatever he was. Yeah.
And by all accounts, very nice man.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So look, not a great way to start the show, but it's also important.
But unfortunately, we're legally required to start the show with deaths.
That's right.
So there was no way around this. No, there was really no way to not talk about the dying people.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, I guess we'll go on with the show. But
okay,
you know,
then.
They will certainly not be forgotten anytime soon. Yeah. Endgame, Mason.
Yes,
another movie to not be forgotten. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have tied it in that way because they're not the same things, are they?
Not at all.
But it is breaking every record imaginable. Apparently, well, by the time this goes out, it would have crossed 2 billion. It'll probably catch Avatar because then it only needs a measly $700 million.
Well, I mean, you know, it's close to $2 billion and it's only been out, what?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty impressive.
I mean, there's also the chance that, you know, you've got Detective Pikachu coming up, you've got Godzilla, you've got other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll slow. It'll definitely slow.
Yeah, for sure, right. Uh-huh.
But I feel like that's not insurmountable by any stretch.
And did Avatar get 2 cinema releases? Is that true?
I don't know if that counts if they do that, if the re-release counts. Because I know for like Star Wars, when they re-released it in the 90s, it didn't count towards the initial, the original tally.
Okay.
So they, maybe, from my memory, I don't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe, or maybe not.
All right, yeah. Cool.
Do you think it's going to beat Avatar at this point? Or do you care? 2 things.
I don't care.
You love juggernaut franchises. You love billion-dollar industries.
You know I do. I love the big companies swallowing up the small companies, and then all of a sudden we've got 2 big companies. And then we've got 1 big company.
We've got 1 big company.
And it's just called Disney Entertainment Machine.
They can call it whatever they want. They could call it Blurk Fart. And it doesn't matter because they own everything.
That's true. Yeah.
Do you think they're going to change it to that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if the
you'd subscribe to Blurk Fart Plus.
I mean, if that's literally my only entertainment option, and it soon will be, and all it takes is a CEO who's arrogant enough to be like, they're going to, what are they going to do? Not subscribe to Blurk Fart Plus?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Anyway, my point, I think, is I don't care.
Yeah.
I've seen it and I enjoyed it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it beats somebody's record. What difference does it make?
Well, that's the same with anything, I guess. You know, as long as you enjoy a thing. Yeah. I mean, of course,
I want my team to win, obviously.
Obviously, you want your team to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Blurk Fart.
Blurk Fart, yeah. And that's not to take away from, you know, the talented people involved in both franchises, obviously. Because, you know what? It's been a... Avengers, you know, it would deserve to get this record for the 11 years of build up, and then they made a good one at the end. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I guess that's true because, you know, Avatar was the result of just, well, I guess, you know, he had some, you know, great movies before. James Cameron had some great movies before that.
And after.
Yeah.
No, wait. He hasn't made one since.
Oh, yeah, I'm indifferent. but like, you know, his Avatar was just one concept turned into a movie.
Yeah.
And it made, you know, billions of dollars. But this has been nearly 24 movies, you know, building up to this. So
people also said it's kind of a shame because Avatar was, well, it's unusual that it made that much money, but it's also unusual because it's not based on anything.
Yeah, it's not an adaptation of anything.
So it's kind of like, well, is it, you know, this corporate, you know, this blood, it's already been a brand or whatever.
Mm.
But Marvel was nothing before these came out. Like these characters, I should say in particular.
That's true, yeah.
I was reading an article the other day that's when they cast Thor, and they're like, this is embarrassing. They were talking about Tom Hiddleston and Chris Hemsworth. Because they're like, well, I hope the article said something like, well, I hope they used the money they saved on the cast to put it into the special effects.
All right.
Yeah.
Meow. And where are these people now?
That's right.
Because
there were rumors of...
They're writing sucking up articles to Blurt Fart Plus.
Of course they are. Josh
Hartnett.
Hartnett. And there was someone, I can't remember the other name, that they were talking about at the time. But yeah, there you go. Anyway... Records. Mm. Movies and records.
Movies and records.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, there's one thing. Also, I was on a podcast this week, Lights, Camera, Barstool, which people can check out below, where we talked about many things, including Endgame and the Sonic trailer, which we'll definitely get to.
Okay.
I'll link that below. It's a great show if people want to check it out. But aside from that, Avatar had a few advantages. For one, it opened in the end of December, and it had a clear run for a while.
No competition.
And also, it was like the 3D experience you had to pay for that. Like, there's an extra cost
for sure.
Ticket.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So maybe with inflation, even then, it might not match those particular numbers. But
yeah, unless you remember to bring your 3D glasses.
Who remembers?
Nobody
that?
Does. Nobody's ever done it.
I kept a set in my car, I remember, and I'd put them on before I'd go in. And I'm like, nah, I can't wear these. I've scratched them, and they're dirty somehow.
What I would generally do is I'd see a 3D movie, and then I'd go out to my car and I'd be like, well, I'll pop these in the glove box for later, and I'd open the glove box and there'd be 3 more pairs of 3D glasses from the previous. But also you'd go in there and it's a different format. Maybe,
exactly.
And
you put them back in the plastic, you think it's fine. It's not fine.
It's not
they're
fine.
Ruined forever.
Exactly.
I'm so glad that's gone away.
It's a different model.
Yeah.
You know, it was a Last time aviators were cool.
That's right.
Now Wayfarers are cool. People are booing you in the cinema.
You want the BB-8 ones as well. The lenses around like the big old tum of BB-8.
Exactly.
That's what you want.
That's what you want.
Can you imagine bringing that into a different movie? You'd be mocked mercilessly. People would be like, that's not even the cool new droid.
Exactly.
There's an evil BB-8 in the new Star Wars now. That's what people would yell at you.
Wait, is there?
In The Last Jedi is a black one, remember?
Ah, so vaguely, yeah. Okay, yeah.
They did it so they could sell a toy. But now BB-8 has a new friend, like a bird on a wheel.
Oh, it's
or something.
It's an even littler droid.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
No reaction from the crowd when they brought it out, which is interesting.
Well, because, I mean,
you pushed it too far, people said.
They had to beat BB-8 with the magnets. We've talked about this, I feel. Yeah.
But I don't think they did.
It's just a little guy.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine when it comes out and whatever. Anyway, this probably won't be fine when it comes out. The Sonic trailer.
Look.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't jump to conclusions in this podcast, and we don't be like, okay,
I feel like we do.
Like, it's, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, anything can be good, and we want to, you know, we want to come into anything with an open mind, but this is the worst thing I've ever seen, I think. It's really, first of all, it's mystifying.
Which part?
Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah, that is insane, right?
I think... I'm told that there's some sort of Sonic meme that uses Gangster's Paradise, or like a YouTube video.
A popular meme?
Maybe.
I mean, I know memes, and I don't know this meme.
I don't know this meme either, but it's apparently some video, and it's them...
Am I out of touch with memes?
You might be.
How did that happen?
You blinked. That's all it takes now. Yeah, you blinked. Shit. You thought you didn't blink, but you blinked, and that's all it takes. Now you're out of sync with meme culture. But I believe there's a video... There's like a... It's some sort of video where they all dance to Gangster's Paradise or whatever. But... If you don't know that, like most people don't know that, it's mystifying.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like, I read more than one article on this week, and people are like, is it because Sonic's from the 90s?
That's what I thought. Is that not it?
And Coolio's from the
90s? Oh, it's a meme, obviously. I'd already forgotten. Yeah. I'm out of sync again. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's the meme. I don't know, but... That's because I'm waiting for the
The Sonic music.
Yeah, I was waiting for Sonic to do something gangstery.
Yeah,
like
you want him in a bandana.
Want him in a bandana, or want him to turn his hat backwards or something like that. But nothing happened like that.
No.
So it was just, and it wasn't even it. It's not even that, but it didn't even build to anything in the trailer.
No,
it didn't get to the chorus, and then all of a sudden he's like, you know, going really fast. He's just having a conversation with somebody, and then it's like Gangster's Paradise is gone.
Another element that's baffling to me, and you may find it equally so.
Yeah, I bet I do.
Why they bring it in into the real world?
Because that's what they
Nobody
always do.
Nobody wants this ever anything.
No, I'm
ever
aware.
Since Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Smurfs did it.
Yeah.
Like recent Smurfs. They were doing a rap, weren't
Super
they?
Super Mario Brothers
Super
did it.
Super Mario Brothers Didn't did work. It. I mean, that movie's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
But it bombed horribly.
Well, maybe that's what this is. Is this the people who watched that in the 90s? Are now in the position where they're making their own movies.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, wasn't it funny when we're going to do like the way Sonic Super Mario Brothers did it, but we're going to make it right.
Well, I guess Mario Brothers went into the... It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Going to other worlds. Sonic isn't even about going into portals, or is he? I'm not up to date, but the ones that I played 25 years ago, he wasn't...
Well, I mean, they shouldn't have to go, okay, well, this is actually based on Sonic... Sega CD. This is based on Sonic Adventures. It should just be like, Sonic, he's a hedgehog, he goes fast. You don't need to build portals in.
They got the right design in Wreck-It Ralph. He's in it for like a split second.
Did you see...
And it looks like him.
Somebody on Reddit calculated how many babies Sonic killed when going through this portal. Because it was like, this energy burst shut down all the electricity along the eastern seaboard or whatever. So somebody was like, okay, well, if you include all this, here's the geographic area, and here's all the hospitals, and here's like all the neonatal units with...
And this is also just babies.
Yeah.
It's not including everybody.
Old
it's
people.
Not pacemakers, people on life support.
People where the light goes out in their apartment, they fall down the stairs.
Exactly.
You know? It was like 900 babies. Anyway, he's already a mass murderer.
Oh, my God.
That's you'd think that wouldn't, like, that's a nothing thing. But that is going to hurt the box office, I fear. Like, a meme that suggests that he is a mass baby murderer before the movie comes out is going to hurt him, I think.
It'll be that Man of Steel collateral damage kind of situation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's dragged into the world by accident by Dr. Robotnik or whatever.
Well, that's going to be the reveal, isn't it? Because Dr. Robotnik's here to stop to investigate this, but I suspect he's the one behind it all along.
Yeah. And we get two versions in this. We get Jim Carrey just being like, ah-da-da-da, don't talk, come the da-da.
Look, some people have said, okay, this is great, this is...
Who said that? Who said that?
People on the internet, meme people, you wouldn't know any of them because you're not cool anymore. But anyway, meme people have been saying... that, okay, well, this is him in, you know, this is him in full Jim Carrey mode. But I say it's just him in full Dr. Evil mode. Like, it's just
it's just the
shush scene from Austin Powers 2 or whenever it was.
Funny in 99, literally 20 years ago when that movie came out.
But this is just, it's the same bit.
Yeah.
Neil McDonough gets a lot of roles, doesn't he? Is that...
I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
As kind of straight-laced military man.
Do you think at the end Dr. Robotnik is going to go into Sonic's world because at the end he's wearing his Robotnik mustache?
Yeah, maybe. Or it's, you know, it might be kind of that Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote situation where he just gets sort of unraveled by the fact that he can never defeat Sonic.
That's understandable.
And he just loses his
mind
a bit.
That would break him, man.
Yeah.
It should just be that, though. What you just said then, the Wile E. Coyote thing, it should be that, but it's in Sonic's world.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, I just saw Detective Pikachu. We'll talk about it next week. Like, that seems like, you know, without getting into it, you'd look at that and go, oh, you just do Sonic, but that.
Yeah, you just do the regular design. You add a bit of texture so it looks like it exists in the world.
But I mean even, like, the building of the world. Because the world in that, and I'll talk about what I really think of it next week. But the world in that is, it's a blend of kind of the real world and the Pokemon universe.
Yeah, right.
And you could even do that. Don't do the real, real world. It's weird.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the only weird... That's all the weird thing we've noticed in this trailer. On to the next bit. Just kidding, the design's the worst.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I mean, we knew this going in.
Yeah.
Because of all the leaked images.
But we've never seen it in motion to this point.
Yeah. The legs, the eyes...
The teeth?
The teeth, the real fur.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you know about the redesign, right?
It's already being redesigned.
Well, there's been massive backlash, obviously. Yeah. Also, I don't care about Sonic. I should just point that out at all.
First of all... I was a Mario Brothers kid, and second of all, doesn't matter.
Two good points.
I think a lot of people seem to be on the meme people seem to be saying on the internet, well, this is just you. I mean, you're just mad because they've messed with your favorite design. I don't care about the design. The current design looks terrible.
It's more the general kind of, you are so off with this. Like, it's baffling that none of these things are correct.
That they went, he must have long human legs. Must he?
He must.
I mean, real hedgehogs don't have long human legs. And Cartoon Sonic doesn't have big, long human legs. So let's give this version big, long human legs.
Yeah. Muscular legs.
Muscular legs.
Yeah, but so the director came out, Jeff Fowler, who I kind of feel bad for because it's his first big direct. It's his first directing gig.
Uh-huh.
If this doesn't do well, which...
It won't.
I don't... what becomes of a person who makes a movie like this or is, you know, the face of it. Uh-huh. But he said, thank you for your support and the criticism. The message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and want changes. It's going to happen. Everyone at Paramount and Seeger are fully committed to making this character the best he can be. Hashtag Sonic movie. Hashtag got to fix it fast.
Uh-huh.
But that also makes me think, there's people who work on this who now have to go back and redesign this.
We talked last week about the crunch, the video game designers
have
to go through where it comes to a couple of months before the release date and they haven't finished anything, so everybody has to work 100-hour weeks.
They better be bringing in extra people and paying plenty of overtime. I mean, hopefully they are and that's not going to be an issue.
That being said, it could also be very well that they went, let's have some designs for Sonic the Hedgehog, like 3D models.
Yeah.
And they went, how about 1, 2, and 3? And 1 is just the regular Sonic. And they went, not good enough, not weird enough, not human teeth enough. So, I mean, potentially they could just swap it out.
Yeah.
Because it's not, they're not hand-drawing the cells or anything. They just take it out. All they'd have to do is probably, because you'd have to be shorter.
Yeah.
I imagine they would just change the eye line of some of the characters.
Do you think it's entirely possible that they already knew of the backlash about the look and they'd already planning to change it? And then they went, well, we've got the trailer. We've got to start the marketing. We'll release it. And then we'll look like heroes when we change it.
Oh.
Is that too cynical of me to think that that is a move that they have pulled?
I don't think it's...
Because everyone's talking about it, Mason.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
But everyone was talking about snakes on a plane and nobody saw that movie.
I think it's a trick that somebody might try at some point.
Mm.
But I also think it's a trick that probably wouldn't work.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't think changing him to look better fixes this.
Yeah.
Fixes the problems that seem to be evident in this movie. But like you said, anything can be good.
It can be good.
And this could be good. Yeah. Ben Schwartz is the voice of Sonic. I like James Marsden. And to be fair, the joke with Sonic in the bag, I didn't mind that joke. But it just came at the end of like everything else.
Yeah.
So Gangster's Paradise. Whoa.
That's the joke at the end of the Gangster's Paradise bit. And I'm like, is this going to be Gangster?
Do an orchestral score of the Sonic theme.
Yeah, right.
That's what you do.
And have it go, bring.
Yeah.
Get the triangle player to be like, bring.
Yeah, good.
Bring.
Bring.
James Marsden also did a movie called Hop,
I think,
which is pretty
Russell
much...
Brand was the Easter Bunny's
okay,
son.
Terrific. Jeff Fowler is 40, so he's right in... I feel he's right in the age group of people who played Sonic back in the day, and I'm like, I'm going to make this...
The best.
I'm gonna, this is my. I'm gonna. We're gonna do it like Super Mario Brothers. This is gonna be funny.
I mean, every. I mean, because I know they're making a Super Mario Brothers movie at the moment. Like, it's not gonna. It's gonna be the opposite of this, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna be in the Mario universe, and he's gonna look like Mario, and they're gonna.
He's gonna be doing back alley surgeries like Dr. Mario. He's not licensed for that.
No, of course he's not.
He's just. Yeah.
Does he know what's in those pills?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Hmm. Should we do the next thing, I guess?
Do I have anything else awful to say about Sonic the Hedgehog?
Well, you said you had many a thought. He's too fast.
That's the thing. He's inexplicably fast and not fast because he gets shot with a tranquilizer dart in the leg at the start of the movie, and then all of a sudden he's running around thousands of missiles. I mean, maybe he unlocks his super speed towards the end of the movie. That could work.
But in the games, you can see him.
Yeah, right? Yes.
Like, he's not Quicksilver or Flash.
Right. Uh-huh, yeah.
So I feel like maybe if he builds up to that, but it seems like earlier on in the trailer, he's just... Maybe he loses his power, then he gets it back.
Also, this is the whole movie.
Oh,
Which I understand, like, in this context more than any other context, I get it because it's a kid's movie. And so you want... Parents need to be able to watch it and go, okay, well, is this too scary for my kids or whatever? Yeah. So I need to see where it goes.
If you had a kid...
Yes.
Would you take them to this?
How old's the kid?
Like a kid that would see it, like 8, let's say.
I guess.
Would you really? You would go. you would go and go, we should see the Sonic movie to this kid.
What else am I going to do? Are we going to go to the park?
Go feed some ducks.
Oh, yeah. You've changed my mind, James. I'm going to go see some ducks.
Okay, good. Feed some ducks.
No, we're going to see some ducks. You're not supposed to feed the ducks anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you can't feed them.
It's bloody political correctness gone, man. I can't... Feed a duck? I can't kill a duck accidentally.
Red's bad for
which
him.
I may have talked about on previous shows.
Oh yeah, no, you have. People have mentioned it.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. What do we got next? I wouldn't take my kid, is what I'm saying.
Okay, right.
Like, even if I was a massive fan, and I like Sonic, fine.
What if your kid really loves hedgehogs?
He doesn't. And also, even if he loves animals,
he wouldn't recognize this as a hedgehog.
Of course he wouldn't.
No, of course not.
No.
Yeah.
Mason, Tarantino's Star Trek. May still happen.
Oh, yes.
He said they're going to pick up talking about it after I wrote the acronym for his new movie, OUATIH.
Once Upon a Night.
Yes. Oh. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
Does it?
Yeah. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Because I thought that was off and now it's back on.
Mm.
Do you still want the Chris Pine, Chris Pratt team up that we've talked about and one of us at least to have wanted? Me. And then they walked away from negotiations for monetary reasons.
Oh, that's right.
And I said they should just do it anyway because it'll probably make a lot of money if they have those two together.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right,
with
cool.
Tarantino? Because he'll be like, I'm using my own style.
Yeah, he'd want to resurrect some careers, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Who? Travolta.
Yeah, Travolta's back.
He's dead again, so you got to bring him back.
You got to bring him back. Yeah, he's just doing every time I turn on Netflix, there's a new Travolta movie.
Yeah.
He's
in a different wig.
He's in a different wig.
He's a firefighter.
He's a firefighter.
He's a gun for hire.
He's a mobster or something.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Which is apparently the worst movie ever made or whatever. Mm-hmm. But no, that sounds really good. I don't have anything else to say about Star Trek other than, more Star Trek, please.
Mm.
Let's get it happening.
And again, I think it could be the same, similar to a franchise like Marvel where it's like, okay, well, we've got straight ahead superhero movies. Why not do an espionage movie or why not do a rom-com or what have you, with Star Trek. The universe is so big. Make a totally comedic one. Make a thriller. Yeah. Make an alien-style one. You can do anything you want.
Exactly. But will they?
No.
It's also Paramount, I believe, who also did the Sonic movie.
Huh.
Let me just check that. But I believe that is.
Uh-huh.
Because imagine if I made a mistake on that. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be
that
for
would
me?
Be embarrassing for you and for me.
What would I even do with myself?
Go feed yourself to some ducks, probably.
I would never. Though I do deserve it. it is Paramount.
Okay.
Next.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
That's better news, Mason.
Yes.
Ron Howard says they are seriously talking about a Willow TV series for the Blurkfart Plus network.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
What do you think of that?
I've never seen Willow.
I have seen it, but I barely remember it. I remember Val Kilmer's in it. I remember Warwick Davis is in it.
Yes.
I remember there's a big worm in a moat or something.
Worm in a moat, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a baby. So no nostalgia attached to this.
Not
like,
at all.
Like me.
Not yeah, even exactly. A little bit, no.
It didn't do particularly well at the time, but since then it's kind of Dark Crystal kind of...
Haven't seen it?
Yeah, okay. What's a cult?
Labyrinth, haven't seen it.
Yeah, what's a cult 80s thing that now everybody bloody loves, mate? Everybody loves. Those are the three, aren't they?
Yep.
There's not another one.
No, it's...
yeah, so apparently, well, he's already done work with Disney. He did Solo. He stepped in. Maybe that was a condition of him coming back. Said, I want to bring back Willow.
And then like from Buffy, and he's like, no.
No, idiot.
A movie that no one saw. He's really getting heated, Ron Howard.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't
is.
Think he would, but here he comes.
Val Kilmer, do you remember he was in it? Do you know that for a
yes.
fact?
Yeah. Yes.
So there you go. Him and John Kasdan apparently working on the project. John Kasdan, of course, wrote the Solo script or part of. Yeah. Who knows how many people wrote or didn't write that movie. Yeah. So there you bloody go. Wouldn't surprise me if we saw a version of that.
If you got the chance to put your name to the Solo script, like because nobody knows who really wrote
it. Get paid?
No, you get no money.
No.
But you can put it on your resume.
No.
All right.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but did I actually do any work on it, though?
No.
That feels dishonest. But that's just a resume, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You exaggerate a little bit, you know?
It's just a lie.
You know, I'm good at cash handling, and I'm good at bloody paperwork, and I wrote Solo, a Star Wars story.
The last Star Wars story, because it killed those spinoffs. But speaking of John Kasdan, apparently he was, he'd written a draft for Indy 5.
Oh.
That George Lucas.
Spielberg.
Spielberg is going to direct after he does West Side Story, a movie that should be perfectly fine and serviceable when it comes to...
What else has Kasdan done, writing-wise?
I can look that up for you, sure. Like, I mean, obviously, you know he's the son of Lawrence Kasdan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I like the idea that there's another Indiana Jones movie coming out. And I think...
Do you?
Yeah. And I think that Solo was fine as a movie.
Yeah, man.
But if I want... Like, if I... You know, and we've already had a misfire in the Indiana Jones universe. If I want this one to really make some magic, I don't know if I want the guy who wrote Solo, a Star Wars story.
But also, I don't even know how much of that film is his.
Maybe he just put it on his resume.
Exactly. Maybe he just did. Mm-hmm. So he did, like, he worked on, he was in Wyatt Earp. He was the bar boy.
Wyatt Earp.
That's an acting role. He was an actor in Dreamcatcher.
Yeah, all right. These are all acting roles, aren't they? Yes. These are all acting roles.
He directed in The Land of Women. Don't know that. In the first time, don't know that. He wrote... He was an actor in Darling Company, but he also... There's not a lot of writing credits in here, but he has done, like, Dawson's Creek, Californication, Freaks and Geeks, stuff like that. So.
Okay, I like Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
But he's out, apparently, his version. And there's a new writer in, Dan Fogelman, who's going to be working on the script. And they're not sure whether this story that Jonathan Kasdan was working on will continue on. I'm just checking what Dan Fogelman... he has written Cars, Fred Claus, Bolt, Tangled, Cars 2, Crazy Stupid Love. That's a good one. Some of those not good. That one's good, and Tangled's good.
Right,
The Guilt Trip, Last Vegas. Is that the one where old guys go to Vegas? And they're like, we've still got it, but one of us has a terminal illness probably.
Yeah, that's the one.
Me, Earl and the Dying Girl, Danny Collins, Life Itself, and now Indiana Jones 5.
All right, okay.
And TV and such. This is apparently Kasdan's draft revolves around a Nazi gold train legend, which says that the Nazis once buried an entire train filled with gold and stolen priceless artifacts sometime after the war. It is currently unknown whether this will be going and so forth to be the new thing, but it could very well. I like that. Bring back the Nazis. They're back in real life. Why not just have art imitate life?
If somebody could take that out of context,
I just
make that a meme.
But I also remember Spielberg saying he didn't want to do Nazi stuff again because it wasn't fun for
him
anymore. All
right, let's take that out of context. Spielberg said he didn't want to do Nazi stuff anymore.
What I mean, after he did Schindler's List, he's like, it's all well and good to have a guy like shoot and punch a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah, right.
But after making Schindler's List, he's like, no, these are like the worst people that ever existed.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which I
can
understand.
So it's fun to watch him getting beaten up.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's right. But I think it'd probably make for a more interesting villain than the Russians. Which the last one was. They were basically the Nazis.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't really that much difference.
Can any of us really tell the difference between a German accent and a Russian accent?
No.
None of us can. So.
Sean Connery does both flawlessly.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, I do. I think I've mentioned that before, that I'd like to see him like finding... We've talked about this, like hunting former Nazis.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Like have that be his job after the war's ended. Because they still exist. There's guys that are probably still alive.
That's probably true, yeah.
You know, approaching 100, but it's very possible. And also, I want them to bring back Short Round.
Yeah.
Like, recast
it. You want to see Indiana Jones whip a 100-year-old Nazi in the face? Off a cliff, maybe?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I...
100%. Twice. Once in the face, once off the cliff. So you see him go, ah!
Once in the face, once in the balls, once off the cliff.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah. But that, I think, is all the news, Mason.
We call that the triple goodbye in the Nazi hunting business. Once in the face, once in the balls, once off a cliff.
But that is all the news.
Yeah.
There'll be an ad here, obviously. I'll edit that in. I love ads, and I love raises, and I love when I get an ad copy and it says, talk about your personal experience.
How do they spell that?
Turk.
Turk, ter, ter, ta, Turk.
It's phonetic.
Oh, okay.
No, look, I do have a personal experience, but first up, a lot of people have mentioned that Captain America uses a Harry's razor in Endgame.
He's the greatest hero in the land.
I didn't catch that, but it wouldn't surprise me if he did, because how else could he stay so silky smooth and chiseled?
That's America's chin.
I agree.
It's America's baby smooth chin right
That's right. But I do have an... I recently ran out of Harry's razor. I thought I had, and it threw me, because I'm like, I don't understand, because I've been using the same set that they sent me for years potentially. Right. I don't know, and so I had to buy I'll just go get one another brand just quickly.
Uh-huh.
And it was fine the first one. It was fine.
Yeah.
But the second one,
the second horrible shave. Yeah.
Second shave.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a nightmare out there. Yeah. It's like shaving with broken glass. Any other brand?
That's right. Anyway, I'm getting some more. They're coming my way. What do you love about the Mason? I've mentioned.
I love it when I also get some more.
Oh yeah, you're also getting more. Yes. I should mention that. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what you've said is bloody. It's exactly true. It's not any other brand, and I don't know if we're allowed to pay out on other brands in this ad copy. I hope so, because they all suck that aren't Harry's. But you do one shave or two shaves, and by the third shave, you're like, boo. Do I have to throw this out now?
Yeah.
But that never happens with Harry's. No. I mean, it has to happen eventually.
Yeah, obviously it happens eventually. But again, it surprised me that I didn't have any. So actually, if people do want some or any, they can join the 10 million people who have already tried Harry's, and they can claim their trial offer by going to harrys.com/weeklyplanet. Harry's, we know, were founded by guys who are tired of paying for bloody razors that were overpriced and overdesigned, and they know that...
And only get you through a couple of bloody shaves. Exactly. Maybe we should start a razor company, I'll tell you what.
It's actually not a bad idea.
No, because it's Harry's.
There's already the perfect razor. Mm-hmm. While we try to improve on that.
Mm-hmm.
They know a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks with vibrating heads and flex balls and handles that look like spaceships, etc. And they fix that with a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price, because they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany that's been making blades for 95-plus years, I'm going to say.
Oh.
They need to update that, because I feel like it's been more. I think I've said that before also. Maybe I need to update my own ad copy, you know what I mean? My own bloody witty retorts.
Yeah, maybe you should.
I was going to say pile of crap. But that was good too.
Thank you.
They've received over 20,000 five-star reviews from the likes of Trustpilot and Google. And the replacement cartridges are just $2 each, which is half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield.
I knew it. We were going to pay out on some of those garbage brands. There.
Which is also, that razor that I bought, really expensive. And it only had one blade. It didn't come with a set. I'm like, well, I'm not getting a set because I've got new ones on the way, but by golly, I'm not happy about this.
But at least this will last me a week, you said. Wrong.
No, it did not.
Wrong.
There's also 100% quality guarantee. And if you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and listeners of this show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/weeklyplanet. Make sure you go to harrys.com/weeklyplanet to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. If you shave, it's a good option. It's the
best
option.
If you don't, just get one anyway. Give it to a friend or loved one.
Give it to a really hairy
friend.
Shave
a kiwi fruit.
Yes.
Just to see what that'll be like.
Mm.
You know, weird.
Mm. Yeah, weird. Why are you doing it? Because we told you, I guess.
Stop it. Stop this.
I'm with the show?
Yes.
If we have to. But now it's after the ad.
As if by magic.
Seamless integration.
That was incredible.
Because we threw out there on the social medias, the Weekly Planet Twitters and the Facebook group and the Gmail, about the future of the MCU and what people either want to see or speculation of things that they would want to happen. Massive spoilers for Endgame.
Yep.
Apparently, the Russo brothers have said, you got till Monday to see
they're
it.
They're making the rules.
Yep, because...
And then they're just going to spoil it?
Well, because there's going to be a Far From...
They're going to tweet.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Far From Home trailer and on Tuesday,
see.
And that's going to have ramifications. And there's going to be apparently... an accompanying spoiler tag for Endgame. I think 2 weeks is reasonable for a movie.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first week, you can't see it necessarily.
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, you're probably not that interested.
Yeah.
You're not that invested,
yeah, exactly.
Spoiler-wise.
Mm.
So,
I mean, obviously there are exceptions to that. Someone might have a family issue or whatever.
They might have a family issue.
It's very possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They might not have any friends.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you don't have any friends, it's easier.
Way easier.
Yeah.
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 Make a new friend and go to the cinema. That's yeah. way easier.
Make friends with the guy who works at the cinema.
He can't move from the booth.
But if you offered to buy him a ticket, still can't move.
Can't come with you.
Yeah, that's right.
But you've made a friend for life.
Yes.
So there's a bunch here. We're going to be going through them. Yeah. I had to turn off my my Gmail notifications and my Twitter notifications.
Too many. All right.
But so if you've sent me something, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Mm.
But some of them I have seen. Do you want to kick it off or do you want me to?
Okay, here's one. This one's from Andrew Hesketh.
Okay.
On the Gmail. With Endgame being done and Bruce being Professor Hulk now, would there be a chance of us seeing the Maestro as the next big bad of the Marvel MCU, or at least a villain? So we've been talking a lot about maybe we'd like to see Captain America return, like an alternate reality version of him as the villain.
Yeah.
But in this one, he's talking about the Maestro, who's a future version of that, the Professor Hulk.
Right, right.
Basically takes over the world in an alternate future and becomes
it's been a few weird evil versions of the Hulk in the future.
Yeah.
Logan, old man Logan, same
that's,
thing.
That's evil one,
okay, sorry, keep going. Yeah.
That's all I got, really. This week there was a trailer for the new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and in that we have an evil Coulson, who may or may not be from a parallel dimension. I think he is.
They're doing the Star Trek thing?
No, because the...
Well, the old Coulson died, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, uh-huh, so... Yeah, so maybe...
They're messing with some pin particles and they're like, we'll bring Coulson back. Oh no, Captain America went to the past and he made Coulson a Nazi.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
The whole Coulson family, all of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I think there's a very good chance that there'll be a twist on a character that you thought was good and now is evil.
Yeah.
Could be a Skrull thing, could be a dimensional thing or whatever, but I think that's a good way to keep people invested. Friend becomes foe? You're kidding me?
Yeah, that's so good.
What do you mean?
Remember who you are, they could say, you know? I was speaking of, a lot of people tweeted us this week about somebody on Reddit spotted Ben Mendelsohn's character in Endgame. Maybe in Endgame. At the end of the movie, when Peter Parker is re-meeting Ned again at the school, apparently one of the teachers up the back
has
a resemblance to him,
which,
you know, suggests maybe he came back when Captain Marvel came back.
Yeah, or he just came back earlier.
Came back any time,
and he just wants a job.
Yeah.
Now he has one.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Maestro basically killed all the other superheroes. That's what happened, and then rules the world, and then regular Hulk from the past, like, oh, me having none of this.
I don't appreciate what you've done. You've tarnished my good name, sir.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Mendo? Mendo will be the new principal of the school?
That would be fun.
And he'll reveal it. He'll be like, do your homework, but also I'm a Skrull.
Because in the Spider-Man Coulson is the principal as well.
And Mendo's a S.H.I.E.L.D. guy, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun little turn.
I agree.
And if they are saying, okay, spoilers, big spoilers in the Far From Home trailer.
Yeah.
Chuck Mendo in there.
Mendo's bloody there.
Yeah.
What's he doing there?
Yeah.
I should have kicked it off with this because this is a way better jumping off one. Like,
oh, yes.
I feel like it sets the tone.
Oh, yes.
And you've ruined that, obviously.
Yeah, I like to ruin the tone. You said it. No. Before we started, you said, can you kick it off by ruining the tone?
I blinked. Yeah. That's what I do. Cappy Kid says, do you think the MCU Phase 4 is going to be rolled out at Comic-Con this year? I believe they have a presence this year.
Okay.
Because some years they don't.
Because normally they just go through Flurgenfart or whatever and you called it earlier.
Yeah, exactly. If they do, I think there's also a chance they'll just go, I know they wouldn't just do it to go Guardians 3, Captain Marvel 2, Spider-Man's out this month because it'll be the same month.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'd have to do it, they'd have to have at least promise something in the future? Or do you think they'll wait like a year to do that?
I don't think they need to tease anything right now.
Yeah.
I think people are still...
They're reeling, mate.
They're reeling from Endgame. We've got Spider-Man coming up. I don't think they need to do anything, really.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Mm.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is from Dean Jones.
The cricketer?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
Well, look, he gives his nickname as Dino at the end.
That
sounds like the cricketer, doesn't it? Yeah.
Catch, Dino.
Yeah,
that works.
Now that Marvel have done espionage films, space operas, Gods and Elves and Dwarves, I've been thinking about genres that they may not have touched on. One that came to mind was a movie with a hero who speaks or turns into animals set deep in the jungle. The jungle part got to me. We haven't seen, because he says even Black Panther spent a lot of the time in the city.
Yes.
And obviously Wakanda's very, you know, it's in the jungle, but it's like an urban setting.
Exactly. It's not really the jungle.
Marvel also has the Savage Land.
Oh, yeah,
which
right.
Which is a hidden sort of... sliver of the world, like
it's prehistoric.
It's a bloody remaining, you know, the last remaining prehistoric sanctuary of dinosaurs and what have you.
You crash a plane there and you're like, where are we? And then there's a dinosaur there's and a you're dinosaur. Like, how did this dinosaur get to where we are?
Yeah. The jungle, which is where we are specifically, where there aren't normally dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So there's Kazar.
Okay.
He's like a Tarzan kind of character. Bring him in. You could also bring in, that. Maybe that's, you put Kraven the Hunter in there.
Is he from there?
No, he's not, but he could be there.
Yeah, who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Throw Spider-Man in there.
Yeah,
fish out of water.
I wouldn't mind a Spider-Man stuck in the jungle because he's like, my Twitter's not working.
Exactly.
And there's a dinosaur.
And there's a dinosaur. Maybe I'll ask this dinosaur if he can fix my Twitter. Oh, no. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
That instant kill suit would murder a dinosaur, though.
I think so, yeah.
Like, pretty quickly, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Like, 8 legs? Stabbing it at once, I'll probably four.
Yeah.
Yeah, still, that's enough.
Yeah.
What else we got here? I've got one from Dave Lee, who you know.
I know Dave
does
Lee.
Does Dave Lee Down Under on YouTube. He does a bunch of Disney stuff, including, like, the evolution of Disney characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. He said, I feel the next phase at least is going to be smaller, more intimate stories without trying to move too quickly towards the next major arc. So Sam's transition to Cap, Quill searching for Gamora, universe deals with ramifications of Snap or the aftermath of Stark's death. I think that will probably be in the initial thing.
Yeah.
I think, and then a few years down the line, they'll be like, but also,
big
Hulk's evil now.
We're definitely going to have some scenes of like, some breather.
Yeah.
Like I feel like when we talk about Game of Thrones, there's like brutal action seasons and there's like breather seasons or there's
episodes. You UTD on Game of Thrones, Mason?
No, not yet, no.
Okay.
No.
Mm.
I think I've already been spoiled, but I don't mind
that
so much.
You don't care about that show, do you?
No.
Yeah.
But you know how there's just episodes where people are like, what was that? Everybody just got murdered, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a dino. Wait, it's a dragon.
Am I the main character now? Because everyone got murdered.
I think there's going to be quite a few scenes of people being like,
yeah. Or do you think they'll just do like Spider-Man Homecoming and then go,
everybody's fine now.
Don't even worry.
A lot of people
have
emailed in to ask what happened to all the people who are on like planes and stuff.
They did.
No, I think they're fine.
No, they fell out of the sky.
I don't think they fell out of the sky.
He would have compensated for that.
I think so too. Yeah. I think they probably drew it up on a whiteboard. I think they were like, because they had a brainstorming session.
Yeah.
I think they're probably like, all right, what about the people in the air?
You also
put them on the ground.
Do you know what when you click, how much time you got? Is it you have to have a split second thought, or do you have to have the idea in your mind already? Or you know how Thanos went into like a mind palace, and then the ghost of Gamora is like, "Now I'm here." Also,
I think it's just intent when you click.
Okay,
you got to, it's a vibe, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's the vibe.
It's Marbo.
It's Marbo.
It's the vibe. That's good. It's a good reference.
That was a good reference.
What have you got, Mason?
This is from Nicholas Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the next MCU phase, they should introduce and set up the Sentry to be the next big bad guy.
Okay.
Because I guess it would be difficult.
Is he a bad guy all the time?
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, because it's difficult. It would be difficult for him to be a main character, I think, because of... So I'll explain that. So Nicholas says, start him off as the good guy, but over the film having increased his powers and mental instability to the point the other characters are concerned.
Okay.
So for anybody who doesn't know the Sentry, basically...
He's Superman.
He's basically a Marvel Superman, and he was introduced like 10 years ago in the comic books as a character that everybody in the Marvel Universe had forgotten, and also that the publishers had forgotten. Like, there was a fun little thing of like, hey, we forgot about this character, but we're going to bring him back kind of thing. But he never really existed. And the idea being is that there's this guy called Robbie Reynolds, and he's like, he just gaslighted
us. Yeah,
they gaslit us. It's true, yeah.
God damn it.
Basically, he's just this guy. He lives on a farm, and one day he wakes up and he goes, oh, I used to be the Sentry.
Like Thor was like, I thought I was a professor, but I was really Thor
the whole
time.
And he's like, oh, I was the Sentry. I was like one of the best superheroes in the world, and I've forgotten. And then he's like, okay, well, if I remember I'm the Sentry, my arch nemesis is going to be the Void, is going to come back as well. Because if I remember, he's going to remember, and we're going to have to clash. I'm going to have to go to the city, New York City, and tell all the heroes that I'm back, and then we can fight the Void together. And then none of them remember who he is, and he's got to figure out why.
Is it good? I have not read this.
It is good. It's very similar. There was a series that I will not stop banging on about from like the 80s and 90s called Miracle Man.
Oh my God, Mason, stop.
I will never stop.
Banging
and
on.
And it feels a little bit derivative of that, but I think it's only because it was kind of parallel thought.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
But it's good, and it's basically...
I mean, sure, one was definitively like 30 years before the other.
That's true,
but
yeah.
But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the idea is like over his limited series initially, he has to figure out why everybody's forgotten him and yeah. all that sort of stuff. And you could do that. And he's a guy who's... yeah, he's super powerful, but he's also super mentally unstable.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it could work.
Cool, okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Adam says,
yes.
I would love to see Young Avengers in Phase 4 and beyond. Some possible members could be Spider-Man, Cassie Lang, Shuri, Young Adult Groot, Harley Keener, Kate Bishop, and any young characters they decide to add.
I didn't even twig. It could be Young Groot.
He's young.
As a young man. Put him in the Young Avengers. Why not? Yeah.
I think they're going to do Young Avengers. Or they're doing Power Pack as well, aren't they? Which is like a young team.
That's true, yeah.
So maybe they're doing, you know, maybe not immediately, but... There's definitely room there to do. There's enough characters at this point to do that movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I have nothing else to add to that. So if you want another theory, or I can do another theory. It's up to you.
Here's a couple of theories.
Okay.
In terms of new characters.
Mm-hmm.
This is from... Actually, I read this one on the internet, so no one gets credit for this. In Endgame,
yes.
Peggy Carter... when we first see Peggy Carter, when Cap sees her and he can't talk to her because it's back in time,
yes.
apparently she is talking about an Agent Braddock who was not... Did you cover this in your video?
I don't think so.
Okay. So yeah. She's talking about an Agent Braddock who hadn't checked in. They're like, where is he?
Okay.
So Brian Braddock in the Marvel Universe is Captain Britain.
Oh.
So,
okay.
So.
No, I completely missed
there's
that.
There's a whole bunch of different origins depending on like if we're talking about the regular Marvel Universe or like the Ultimate Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
So this probably isn't Brian Braddock, but it might be his father or something like that.
Yeah.
Brian Braddock might be the son. So
hasn't he got the powers of Excalibur or something?
So one version, the regular Marvel Universe is magic.
Mm.
I think initially he needed to put on like a power suit to channel his abilities, but he doesn't need to do that anymore.
Like a big British hat.
But in the Ultimate Marvel Universe, which some of which the cinematic universe is based at least partially on that.
Yeah.
What basically happened is when Captain America came back in the modern era, a whole bunch of governments were like, well, if they've got a Captain America, we should have a Captain
America. We'll have a Captain America too.
Well, also, we'll all have Captain America. So Captain Britain, I believe, was like the British version of that.
And he's a super soldier in that version?
Yes.
Okay.
But he's more like, they're all like more super-y than Captain America. So
right.
like, there's a storyline where Thor is tricked into believing that he's just a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who was part of the like, Captain Norway's experiment or whatever.
Yes, yes.
And he's not actually the God of Thunder. He's just a guy
yeah.
who stole their super hammer and the belt and whatever, and he's now on the run.
Yeah, right.
And turns out it was Loki. Tricked him.
Typical
tricked him.
Bloody Loki.
Bloody tricked him.
If I had to guess,
yeah
that would
trickery.
Be what happened. Well, yeah. if we're talking returning characters,
yes.
Will says Miles Morales' theory. Miles wasn't taken by the snap, but he's aged 5 years and is now a teenager. We'll see him integrate into the next phase after being name-dropped in Homecoming. Team-up film, perhaps.
Yes.
I think it's an inevitability that we're going to be seeing him.
Yeah, right.
I'd say probably the next phase.
Yeah.
Because of the popularity of the character. But I don't think necessarily it matters whether he's snapped or not. Because you can just make him whatever age
that's true.
He needs
I mean,
to
it,
be.
He doesn't...
Like he was two and now he's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Glover's character doesn't specifically say,
yeah.
well, he's 10 now, but
yeah.
in 5 years he'll be 15.
yeah.
So that's old enough for him to be a superhero if he wants to be. Mm.
But I don't mind that idea of him kind of aging up to it either.
Yeah,
that,
right,
I
right.
think that's interesting that he saw the world that Peter Parker didn't
yeah.
in that 5 years.
Ew.
So that might maybe change the dynamic instead of them both being like, we both didn't know.
That's true.
You know?
But that'll cut out the... iconic line. We both didn't know, you know.
Oh, I don't want that.
Yeah, no, I don't want that at all.
Did you have another character you said?
Oh, yeah. So Nathaniel Wagner has emailed in. Mm. What do you guys think of Namor joining the MCU?
Well, there is the hint of that. I got one here about that as well.
Is that from Endgame? There's an underwater earthquake.
Underwater earthquake.
That could be anything, but it could be that.
I'd say it's probably that, or eventually they'll get around to it and be. Oh, they've just put it in to be like. If we get around to it, that'll be a sweet callback in
yeah,
15
right.
years.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think it'll be a tough sell now that we've just had Aquaman? Or do you think that makes it easier?
No, I think you just do like a... You just do Namor, because they're
yeah.
different.
They are, it's true,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean? He's much yep. meaner and he's got little wings on his face.
Yeah. A lot of people have emailed in to suggest Kang the Conqueror as the next main villain.
Because of the time travel stuff.
Because of time travel, yeah.
As well, yeah.
Do you think... I kind of think they should close the door on time travel.
For now, at least.
I'm okay with parallel universes, but I think... giving everybody easy access to time travel kind of ruins everything, I feel, a little
bit. We had a video on it this week. Mm-hmm. You probably got tweets about it, but we both had our theories about Captain America.
Oh, yes.
My theory was that when he jumped back from a parallel reality,
yep.
And the Russo brothers confirmed that said he was living in an alternate reality. Yeah. But then the writers came out and said your theory, which is when he must have laid low and lived in the regular timeline. So we don't actually
know. Here's the thing about this sort of stuff as well, because people were like, you're wrong. I think that a lot of these decisions are completely arbitrary.
Yeah, right.
Because it's not like it's based on any science.
No,
it's
of course not.
It's just that...
I mean, they did get a scientist in, Mason.
Oh, a real scientist.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are like... I think a lot of the time journalists just ask them and they just go... What seems more interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a parallel universe.
Because in the movie, it does say if you take a time stone out, or you take a stone out, then that creates the branching timeline. It doesn't say anything else. It just says that. So that kind of lends to your theory.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I still stick by my theory,
Mason.
We both got theories.
From a narrative perspective, I think it makes more sense because he's not just going back to a parallel universe and being happy with a Peggy Carter.
Yeah.
He's going back in time to see his Peggy Carter.
I don't disagree with that. So everybody else is just a knockoff Peggy Carter, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think there could be a cool Peggy Carter in another dimension?
That skateboards? That like skateboarded before anybody else?
Oh, like Marty McFly did.
Like Marty McFly did, exactly, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Sure. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
There's going to be a scene in the next movie where like Sharon Carter makes a phone call real quick and she's like, Peggy, it's me. It's your cousin, Sharon Carter.
What about Sharon Carter? Look at
this fresh new sound.
What if Sharon Carter calls Aaron Carter?
Get a fresh new sound, Aaron Carter. Here's one for, this is from the, I'm going to grab a bunch from the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates.
Love
official
it.
Group.
Great group.
Facebook. Ronan Kelly, Infinity Gauntlet residual gamma radiation will nullify Professor Hulk and he will back to just being plain old Banner in the next film.
Oh, yeah, I get that on Twitter as well, yeah. I mean, it's cheaper.
It sure is.
So
maybe
he'd
be like, man, I got so much radiation, I can never turn back into the Hulk ever again. In fact, I've received so much radiation that I can't change out of these clothes, which are Mark Ruffalo's clothes. I'm just me all the time now. And cheap.
And cheap, exactly.
I don't know. I think they want another evolution of the Hulk.
Yeah.
I think maybe the Grey Hulk.
Yep, Red Hulk.
Yeah. More aggro. Different Hulk. That's a different Hulk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you can make him the Red. It doesn't matter. You can give that mantle to anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's going to be like, I demand William Hurt play some part of the Red.
I think it should be William Hurt, though.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And he could be part of the Thunderbolts if they put together a team of Thunderbolts or like, you know, Legion of Doom or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the Marvel version of that is.
Yes, right, yeah.
The bloody, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Sinister Six.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's right.
Josh Morris said Thor 4 diet plan.
Oh, yep.
Let's see. A lot of people suggested Galactus.
And yeah.
New villain.
It said, I've got one here from Lord Richard of House Dive that says, with the Infinity Stones destroyed, Galactus awakens and becomes the new universal threat.
Yeah.
So he's the new cosmic kind of force in the galaxy. And also, you mentioned this, I think, last week. You can't.
His big cosmic xylophone.
Yeah. Yes. But you can't kill Galactus because he's part of the universe.
So it's not like you can go, well, we'll just get the Infinity Stones again and then we'll snap our fingers and then we'll kill him. Because if you do that, the universe ends.
And also, he's a tornado.
It's mostly just a wispy tornado.
Mason, do you want one from my brother who's just texted me?
Yes.
The one
that
you definitively do not like.
I knew it was going to be him. But all right, go for it.
And I won't read it all, but end credit scene.
Yeah, he would rab it on, wouldn't he? Yeah. Just drone on.
Look at that.
Oh, that's a whole screen.
It's not. It's probably 2/3. This isn't a huge phone, Mason. I'm okay to admit that. Mm-hmm. End credit scene of the next Marvel movie. It's a bedroom.
It's a bedroom.
That's it. Portal opens and Deadpool steps through, et cetera, et cetera. Trail of Gasoline blows up the Fox thingamajig, the logo, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be weird to put in the Spider-Man.
They should have put it at the end of Endgame.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, oh my God, people have died and people are back so emotional. It's Deadpool. My balls.
They'll probably keep making them quicker than they'll reboot
X-Men. Yep.
But I don't think maybe a meta joke at the end of Spider-Man might be the way to go.
Yeah, maybe.
But then again, Mason, look at his balls and what are they doing?
They're just out there, you know.
What do you think of my brother after that?
My opinion of him hasn't changed, for good or ill.
Okay.
Harvey Daltrey has said, I would like to see more street-level stuff. Because, of course, then all the Netflix shows have been cancelled.
Yeah.
Crime Bosses, Kingpin. Yes. chuck Spider-Man in there. Spider-Man can team up with, like, Moon Knight.
Yes.
I think that they suggested Moon Knight as a option in the movies at some point.
Probably.
So.
Someone probably said it in the interview and they're like, all options are on the table.
That's true. They can never rule it in the air, can they?
What do you think about this if we're talking TV stuff? Matthew Dixon says, what do you guys think of a Hank Pym, Janet Van Dyne, Disney Plus, sorry, Flurgenfart Plus Thank show set during the Cold War? What did we initially say for that? I don't even remember.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I think Michael Douglas's de-aging is some of the best we've seen. It would be great to get those two characters in their prime. It's very expensive to do for a six-hour TV series.
Uh-huh.
I think, I would like to see it, but I don't know whether you could budget. You could justify the budget on that.
Also, does Michael Douglas or Michelle Pfeiffer want to do TV? But that's the thing, because I guess it's not really TV anymore.
It's a different
it's like prestige.
Kind of,
it's like going to the movies.
Well, that's what they say, mate.
That's right, it's like the movies.
Yeah.
It's a golden age of television.
It is.
I think they'd be more likely to recast.
Well, I was about to say that same thing, yeah. Yeah, why
I think they just get probably Emilio Estevez.
I was going to say, his son, if he's aged out of it.
And then somebody else for Hank Pym.
Good joke, Mason. He's clapping himself.
Nope, that's
He's
James.
He's clapping himself.
No, it's James, though.
I'm going to isolate the audio, so it's clearly just you. No. We didn't talk about Kang.
Yeah.
But the Marvel Cinematic Universe sent this in and said, I think it would be great if we're all over the place for this, but that's fine, right?
It is fine.
The MCU introduces the time-traveling bad guy, Kang the Conqueror. He could be mad at the Avengers mess with the time stream and looking to eliminate these time breakers. He's a bloody time stream messing guy himself.
Yeah, right? But what's he doing correctly?
Maybe
the
it messed up his time stream or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's Kang the Conqueror is not just Kang the Conqueror. He's like another...
He's a descendant of Reed Richards.
Yeah.
So if you want to put in him... If you want to put him in.
Put him in.
Then.
That could be an introduction.
Yeah, you could Fantastic Four and then time travel.
I think we're going to get the introduction of the Fantastic Four through Black Panther, like the origin in the comics and that crap TV show.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like that would be a kind of... Because they do a lot of throwbacks.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Garrett has suggested as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
I think we're pretty sure that's going to happen in some degree or another.
I think Guardians, they said, is filming next year. So that would probably happen before Thor 4. So maybe then after that you get the Thor kickoff.
Jeez.
Do you think they'll keep Thor the way he is? Or do you think he'll be nice and trim and terrific?
I think he'll be ripped again.
Because
the dynamic of Peter Quill and Thor is... Peter Quill's puffing up.
Yeah. Maybe they're both ripped.
Or they're both fat.
All right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Double dad bod.
You are influenced by the people around you, that is for certain.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that...
Guardians of the Galaxy 3, everyone's fat. That's the subtitle.
Are you
everyone's fat and that's cool.
And that's cool. It's fine.
They're healthy, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Don't drink excessively, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, don't do that. Yeah.
So... Are you reading Old Man Quill at the moment?
No.
It's set in the Old Man Loganiverse and Peter Quill has a personal trauma and he's old and he comes back to Earth.
Yeah, he comes back to Earth. Okay, right.
And he's like 55 or whatever he is. It's good. I like
it.
What about this, Mason?
Yes.
This is from, I define, Charmuth. Hopefully a Marvel one-shot of Cap delivering the stones. Maybe explain how some of the stones go back to looking like the Tesseract and the Scepter. I would love to see an explanation of that. Not even an explanation, just an adventure in that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Chris Evans, I think he's done for the moment.
Yeah, give him a rest.
Yeah.
It's time for you to rest, Chris Evans.
Bench him.
Yeah, bench him, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about one-shots though in general? Do you think we'll get the return of that? Or do you think that's not really a focus? Because DVD sales aren't big, et cetera, and so forth.
Exactly. How do we put it on Flurgenfart?
Mm.
Plus.
Not the regular Flurgenfart. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're going to pay for that.
Yeah. This is I can do a relatively one that will be proven soon.
Please.
It's from James. Says, Mysterio, a married man, gets brought back from the snap only to find that his wife has moved on, and in an effort to impress her, he pretends to be a superhero. I think he's going to bring back Tony in an attempt to manipulate Peter or something. Like a vision or...
Yeah, an illusion.
An illusion. Mysterio is a notoriously petty man.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So
yeah.
I would not discount this theory.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fascinated to know what his motivation here is.
Yes.
I think it's probably just picking up the pieces of like...
Yeah.
Like it's like, you know, because and I've talked about the Thunderbolts before, but they're like a fake superhero team that existed because the regular ones disappeared. And they're like... We're here to fill the void, that kind of thing, but really they're just in it for themselves. And I think maybe that's what Mysterio is up to. He's just like, well, there aren't any superheroes, but if I'm the
If I do a superhero,
then
what do you think of these muscles?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he'll say. That's his catchphrase. What do you think of these?
Not bad, eh? Yeah. Ex-wife. What do you think? Yeah.
And it's a plate of mussels. She's like, yuck.
No, thank you.
No, I'm allergic to shellfish.
We don't live that close
Thanks
to the
for
ocean.
Nothing, yeah. Adam Sweeting says, Nova is just a certainty, I feel.
I agree.
So the Nova Core, which were located on Xander, were all destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? Is there one guy left? Have they
pulled
all the...
Or is it Nova, whose dad was Nova? And that would make sense if he's...
Yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to space Avengers teams.
Yeah.
Like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
The comic book Marvel Universe has the Annihilators, which is all the ridiculously big guns of the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
So like Silver Surfer, Beta Ray Bill, who's horse face, space alien Thor.
Correct.
Ronan the Accuser, which might be difficult because he's super dead.
Yep.
And some other people. Okay. Nova, Quasar. So like, just introduce them, smash them all together.
Smash them all together. You could put Captain Marvel in that team as well if you wanted,
sure,
Thor
yeah.
or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, this kind of ties into what you just said. Johnny says, the main universe without the stones is a weak universe and on its way to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Enter the Eternals, the Celestials, the Living Tribunal.
Ooh.
But I did a video this week on stuff that was cut out of Endgame, and I talk about that, how he was nearly put into these last two movies.
Interesting.
But I'll link that below if you want to check it out. And all of the omnipotent hosts rectify the issues slash remake the universe, and then enter Fantastic Four and X-Men to save the universe, which I do want to get into into said universe, sorry. Yeah, so we are getting the Celestials. Or the Eternals.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Both, yes.
Well, we have to get the Celestials
to get the Eternals. So, that ties into your space team situations that you love.
So many space teams.
And so far for the Eternals, we've got Kumail Nanjiani and Angelina Jolie. The rumors go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista are doing a lot of back and forth on...
Oh, because their new movie, Stuber.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Mm.
But that might also be because they're soon could be Marvel teammates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't think it's to promote their new movie that's coming out very soon?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to see it.
How disingenuous of them.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Just going behind the producers of their movie, behind their back, you know?
I had a few I'm trying to look for the X-Men one that I had. I had a few. Do you have any X-Men one?
No, but I've got one here. Thomas, speaking of cosmic stuff, Thomas Doppelwriter says, hopefully a search for Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yep.
And a bit of Adam Warlock. That's a loose end that was not tied up.
No, absolutely not. Now, do you think Guardians 3 will maybe deal with Adam Warlock?
I think so, yeah.
Like they're both Thor and Peter Quill are intimidated by this Adam Warlock.
Yes, because he's even more handsome and more ripped than both of them put together.
And probably golden.
He's a golden man.
Head to toe.
He's probably wearing a big V-neck. He's got a cape.
That's right.
But it's a better cape than Thor's cape.
And a whole team's fat, so they're all not like it.
Exactly. But then the lesson is learned later. As long as you're healthy, it's fine.
That's right.
Yeah.
The search for Gamora, though.
Yes.
Are they going to be looking for another Gamora? Because they've got a Gamora. Is it important that they go and find her and mesh them together? Or is that version done?
That's a good question. We got a lot of Soul Stone questions, both on the internet and in our real lives.
Sure.
People have asked, okay, so when Captain America went and he got put the Soul Stone back, does that mean that...
Black Widow's back? Apparently not. The directors have said dead forever. That can be changed, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
Anything can be.
The writers have probably said something else.
Trouble in Paradise, perhaps?
I think it's Trouble in Paradise, exactly.
Yeah, interesting.
And it's a good question, because I think that Gamora's had a lot of very good character development.
Yes.
From Guardians 1 till now.
Agreed.
That's why people cared at all that she died.
Yeah.
And to now go, okay, well now she's just the one from the first movie again.
Yeah. But they did the same thing with Groot, but he's a tree and it doesn't really matter
as
much, does it? Yeah.
I'm sort of excited to see, okay, well maybe they're going to... Quill and Gamora are going to fall in love again, or what? How do we do
but
this?
But do you want to see that again?
No, not really.
Me neither.
No. Do you think they might fast forward it?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
I think that, you know what, there's probably going to be like a
teaching moment where she's like, we stood here and we did whatever.
Yeah, or like a montage
to a
song from the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he barely got her the last time that we saw them together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
we
didn't even get them like in a relationship for long enough to be like, oh man, I was so used to them being together and now they're apart or whatever.
Yeah. Several people, including Obi here on the group, have suggested they would like to see, even when they do the Black Widow movie, to have one of the villains be the Taskmaster.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the who's a man with photographic reflexes who can replicate any action he can see, which is why, and so he goes out and he trains other villains.
Skull Mask,
yeah. Yeah. So he can, like, he can throw a shield like Captain America, he can shoot an arrow like Hawkeye, etc.
Can he shoot an arrow like Captain America?
Probably. Has he seen Captain America do that?
I don't know, has he?
I don't know, we'll ask him. We'll ask him when he gets here.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I like that. I like the idea.
Yeah, me too. That's a good matchup, actually,
yeah.
I feel. Yeah. Mm. He's also in that new Spider-Man game. You fight him. There's a bunch of missions that you do.
Oh, that's right. There is too. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a good fight. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of X-Men stuff.
Okay, so how have you had some suggestions as to how they'll... We've had so many suggestions.
This is a pretty popular one. This is from Rohan.
Is it that the radiation burst that Tony Stark... The snap that Tony Stark snapped...
Or Bruce Banner.
Yeah, or Bruce Banner.
Or Thanos initially. Yeah,
any of those many energy bursts somehow created mutants in the world. That could work. That's easy.
And there's also, people have had theories that a lot of them already existed. So Charles Xavier and that, they're already 40, 50 odd or whatever.
I think a great idea might be, okay, well you say Professor X and some of the core members like Cyclops or whoever.
Mm.
Currently existed before the initial snap.
Because they're a hidden group for a lot of the time in the comics.
Exactly, so. And then the snap, maybe the first one, created them.
Mm.
May not work. But anyway, but then they've got, you know what, how about, like, of the survivors, a very tiny fraction were affected by radiation poisoning and became mutants.
Yeah.
And then they've had 5 years to emerge.
It's kind of difficult to do for certain characters like Magneto because his origin is so tied into World War II.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's getting further and further away from that point. But like you make him 4 and he's still the
right
age.
But you could
also
say that his age has slowed down because of the mutant powers.
Exactly, yeah. So, but I feel like there comes a point where with certain characters, and it doesn't happen at all, but it happens to a lot, where they shift the goalposts of when their origin took place.
Exactly.
And some they keep, like Punisher's still...
Vietnam mostly,
vet.
Yeah.
Captain America's mostly been World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the solution. We just freeze them all.
Yeah. Put them all in a big ice cube tray.
No, we see the plane crash down at the end of Civil War and we just put Ian McKellen in the back. He's like, I'm here too. It's cold.
I'm too old.
I'm very old.
Good thing I've got this big scarf, he'd say.
Yeah. Mike Frodsham has said, I'd love to see some team-up movies like Ragnarok.
Yes.
Maybe a Spidey Doctor Strange with them both being in New York.
Yeah, good combo.
Ant-Man and the Hulk.
Yep.
That would be good.
Good combo.
We're going to see some more Hulks because obviously Hulk can't be in his own solo movie ever again. So.
That's right.
Or until they buy out Paramount or whatever, Universal.
Is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're making Hulk solo movies anyway. I think it's kind of, he is a team-up guy.
And also, I feel like, especially with Endgame, he kind of resolved his issues with the character.
You can't give a man more issues? Mm. Give a man an issue, he's got issues for a day. Feed a man issues, he's got issues for a month. You know that saying.
Yeah.
Mm.
Big issues.
Big
serious issues.
Yes.
Podcast
about Andrew Levins.
Andrew Levins.
Maybe on the show next week.
Maybe.
We don't know yet.
Yes.
We'll have to ask his dad.
Okay.
So Tane Dog says, this is interesting. I think the next bad guy won't be a big bad, but a team up. Maybe Doctor Doom recruiting Red Skull, Abomination, etc. You could even get ones that have previously been killed using time travel, like Killmonger. There's also this Twitter account, and I don't have the name in front of me, of a guy, and you go back 6 months, and he's made every prediction about Endgame he's made has come true.
Huh.
He's like, Thor's going to be like Volstagg. Stanley's going to be in a car in the 70s. It just says it all.
Huh.
And...
Could potentially he've just put out a thousand. He could have put 1,000 tweets out. And
they're
just
pretty.
Deleted
even if he did, they're very specific.
Okay, right. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Stan Lee. I think he said car show in the '70s, but it ended. That was probably filmed on a green screen. Probably if he was close to it. Anyway, he said they're doing General Ross leading. What's the bad team? That's the bloody
the Dark Avengers.
No, they're like bad guys. And
the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, Thunderbolts. Uh-huh. The thing that you said. I meant to bring this up earlier. And it's like Abomination and.
Well, we did a video a while back about maybe who was going to be in the raft, all the forgotten villains in the raft.
I recall.
Turns out nobody was going to the raft to get anybody out of the raft. So
yet,
that means they're all still in the raft.
We're just ahead of our time.
We're ahead of the time. Let's put that tweet out, huh?
Mm,
put that tweet out there.
Delicious.
Yes. Yes.
What else you got, Mason?
Should
we bring this to a swift conclusion soon?
Let's move it to a swift kick in the balls. Yeah, I mean... Keith Barnes has said, again, similar to that, maybe Norman Osborn and the Dark Avengers. So if... this is probably not the time because I think the world sees them all as, you know, the great heroes that they are. But they're in the Marvel
comic. But maybe
they're
mad at them.
Yeah,
also,
in the Marvel comic book universe, all the heroes had to go on the run after a big crossover. After the Civil War storyline.
Sure.
And then Norman Osborn, formerly the Green Goblin, put together a Dark Avengers. So, he got all the evil versions of our favorite characters and masked them up as the real heroes. And were like, the Avengers are back. Don't even worry about it.
But people should have worried about it.
They should have worried about it because they were all murderers.
They were all murderers, all of them.
Yeah, so I would like to see that. But again, I think it could be difficult to do that now because it'd be like, the Avengers are bad for the world. Remember when we brought everybody back?
Yeah, but my wife's married to somebody else.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Have the Russo brothers addressed that?
I don't believe
They've addressed Peggy Carter, haven't they? But they haven't addressed all the bloody polyamory that's going to be happening.
Every other bloody cuck in the universe. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
This is a Mostick Mac.
Oh, yeah, Mostick Mac.
I honestly think we're going to see a lot more movies set in the past or even as an alternative timeline, even just revisiting stuff through history. The Black Widow film, for instance, will probably be set pre-Avengers. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the way that goes. We've talked about not wanting to go that way, but you mentioned time travel you think will be kind of ruled out for a while, and I tend to agree. Uh-huh. Do you think we might be getting some more prequel stuff, though? Like, just prequel movies.
I'd like to see that.
Captain Marvel is a prequel movie.
For sure, yeah. I mean, we've got all that empty space there.
Yes.
What happened in the 80s?
Who cares?
What happened in the 70s? What were they doing? No, what were they doing in 1970?
Who cares, mate?
What are they doing?
Who cares?
What happens after?
Who cares?
What happens after Howard Stark?
He's clapping me saying, who cares, everyone?
No, that's not true. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
I'll isolate the audio to make sure everybody knows.
Captain Britain movie.
Yeah, okay.
Put it in the 70s.
I like that.
Union Jack have all the all the bloody...
Has he got a sword, Captain Britain?
No, you're thinking Black Knight. Maybe sometimes he has a sword.
Doesn't he sometimes have Excalibur?
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably all have. I think if in the Marvel...
If you're British.
In the Marvel Universe, if you're British, you have to join MI13, which is the British Avengers, and also you get Excalibur.
And if you're Australian, you get a cricket bat.
Cricket bat.
Yeah. This is my own.
Okay, I'm
Frog
ready.
Thor. I want the pet Avengers. I feel like that'd be more an animated thing because they're doing Howard the Duck. And
that's true. Yeah, he's definitely going to meet the pet Avengers.
Yeah.
George Ronan says, if I don't see MODOK, I'm going to chop someone's balls off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting a cartoon as well. I think Patton Oswalt's involved.
I think so too. Yeah.
So you're going to be chopping balls off, unless it's you don't mind an animated version.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think they're going to build to another Avengers movie with a different roster, like 5 years down the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody's earned their retirement.
I think they'll say newer, it'll be called like the new Avengers.
No.
And do you think this will be one of those clips where people go back and they grab it and they go like, they were right.
They were right.
They got so much wrong, but this particular thing they got right.
I think they're going to call it the new Avengers. I think they're just going to call it the Avengers. I think they're going to call it Avengers Next Generation.
Avengers Return?
Yep.
Avengers Reunion.
Exactly.
Do you think Captain America, being an old man, could be president? Because currently we're getting two very old men running for president.
Yes.
So why not
have
art replicate our horrible life?
Okay, good.
And have Captain America run for president?
Yes. Yes.
Probably not, though.
You know what? I think there's a what-if comic book where Captain America does become president, but then it turns out he's an evil Captain America.
Oh, son of a
How about
bitch.
That then?
Yeah.
How about we combine
that? But isn't the ultimate version a good version?
Yes.
He's president also?
Probably.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Oh, so combine evil and old.
Evil and old. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Like the real president, you say?
Yeah.
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 This is from Luke. It just says, Ned dies, and then it says, in brackets, I'm really banking on this.
Why? Do you want to take the Ned role? Is that even... That's somebody who wants to take the best friend role in the next Spider-Man movie.
Do you think he's bet his house or his car on Ned dying?
Maybe. He's like, oh God, this has to happen. These gangsters are going to break my thumbs unless Ned dies in the movies. I made a bet. I said he would never come back after Endgame, and he's back. I don't know why I did it. He was in the trailer and everything. He was in the Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah. It's a real Krusty the Clown betting against the Harlem Globetrotters situation.
Yes.
Anything else, or should we bring this to an epic conclusion?
I think that is everything. So many people are saying Kang, Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Can you see Doom being introduced as like an evil kind of Tony Stark armored villain situation?
Yeah. Maybe that's what the banging was.
Yeah, people have been saying that.
Maybe it's like if we were to see the visual, it's set in like 2008. And it's just him banging on this piece of armor, and then he turns the TV on, and Iron Man's there, and he's like, "God damn it! Everybody's going to think I copied him." But I had the idea.
I was already.
I was nearly done. Yet.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what? I can still beat this. This faceplate is still hot, but I guess I reckon if I just put it on real quick and I get out there, I can beat him to the punch. Here we go. Oh, I've made a terrible mistake.
I mean, I'm still different from him.
This
now,
is so hot on my face right now. At least I'm still beautiful, and I will be once I take this mask off.
That's right. Thank goodness.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm a monster. Is the ultimate version only got like a small scar or something? Like, I can't remember. Well, I don't remember what's the ultimate one, but I know there's a version who's so beautiful and vain that he's got a small scar.
Yeah,
and
right.
And he's like, I'm here to yes.
Are you thinking maybe it's the Julian McMahon version?
No, I think he's, because okay. He gets a...
So the original...
He does have the small scar, but that grows and whatever.
The original comic book version, he wants to contact his mother who's in hell.
His mother's always in hell.
Yeah, I know, but then he has...
Ring, ring, mum, when's dinner? Just
kidding. You're in hell. But then the device he uses blows up and it creates a little scar on his face and he thinks he's hideous.
Oh, okay.
Then he goes to learn magic and then build a suit of armor, and then he's so impatient to get it. He puts it on his face and it burns his face off.
What an absolute dumbass.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
I know I mentioned this, but Doctor Strange 2, probably.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would
sure.
save.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
No, that'll do it.
Then you know what it's time for.
Actually, speaking of, just now out of a George Christmas 2. Chrysostomu says, this is speaking of Dark Reign, which is the Dark Avengers storyline, they'd have to do it with Zemo rather than Norman Osborn. That makes sense. Although, again, I feel his arc is finished.
Do it with Zemo rather than Norman Osborn.
Instead of it being Norman Osborn being the leader, it'd be Zemo putting everybody together.
Yeah, you could do. Yeah, whatever. Zemo's very efficient. He'd probably have a very nicely curated list.
That's true. Yeah. More than one person has suggested the next big bad will be Big Wheel. The villain in the Big Wheel.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me him turning up as a minor Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
to just knock out quickly.
I would say, that's something I want to see. I want to just see crime, super-powered crime.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people out there have probably dug up some old...
Yeah, well, we got it in Homecoming.
Yeah, Chitauri tech and Thanos tech and whatever, and just being like, I'm going to rob banks with this. Why wouldn't I?
I put this hot mask on my face, and now I'm angry. Yeah.
Yes, all right, that'll do it, I reckon.
Now you know what it's time for.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
We're going to read.
I'm doing the thing.
What have you been reading?
Well, I've seen two Pokemon things this week.
Oh, yes.
I saw Detective Pikachu, and both of us watched the first Pokemon movie for Caravan of Garbage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One is much better than the other.
Which one?
We'll have to tune in and bloody find out.
Tune in and drop out.
Yeah, so the Caravan of Garbage, I think it's going up later this week, because I've got a video planned for Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But, so it'll be like Thursday. But yeah, so if you want our thoughts on Pokemon... That'll be there. But also, if you love Pokemon, you're probably going to be very unhappy.
If it was a formative part of your childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, watch it anyway.
Sure.
But, yeah.
We could use the attention, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I have read the first issue of Deceased.
What is that?
It's the DC Universe's Marvel Zombies.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
So basically, a techno virus is created by Darkseid.
When you say techno virus.
Yeah. I should have said techno-organic virus.
Okay.
I wish it was a techno-virus, Mason. Yeah. And then it infects Earth and some superheroes and they're zombies, but...
Oh, yeah.
But what else?
Just zombies?
Oh, mate, I don't know. It's a variation on zombies.
Cool,
you know what I mean?
All right.
It's like it goes through your phone, you open your phone and you read the dark side equation or whatever.
Pretty good.
And it's like...
Oh, it's in your phone.
Yeah, it gets in your phone.
Whoa.
It's social media. It's a commentary on social media.
It's real cool.
Do you
get
it?
No, I like it. That's cool. Yeah.
What have you been reading, though?
I watched two Simon Pegg movies. I watched The World's End and I watched Fallout. Mission Impossible Fallout. Yeah.
Why those two are you saying are Simon Pegg movies?
I mean, Simon Pegg's in both of them. They're not his
movies. Yeah, but they're both not. I mean, so World's End, I would say, is probably more his than Fallout.
Yeah, World's End really holds up.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you seen it recently?
No, not recently. Okay. Do you still rank it as your third favourite of the three Cornetto trilogies?
Maybe it's been bumped up one.
Ooh.
Maybe it's Hot Fuzz, World's End, Shaun of the Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I think they're all good, Mason. Mm. What do you think of that? Or whatever people are... is their favourites. That's what I think also.
That's what you think as well. Yeah. I was going to watch a whole bunch of Mission Impossible movies because they were on Netflix. Turns out, not on Netflix anymore.
Why did you think they were on Netflix?
Because they were for a minute, and then they were gone. That's how they get
it. How do they do it?
I don't know. It's like they can read my mind, but in reverse. So I bought the Blu-ray of Fallout.
Oh, cool.
You know what? you turn it on. We've mentioned this before, but there's the little thing from Tom Cruise and Christopher McQuarrie about a thing, and he's like, now remember to turn off motion smoothing, and I'll be goddamned if motion smoothing wasn't on my TV. I'd switch it off. Turned itself back on.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe the Fallout DVD did it.
Oh, you think the Fallout DVD does it, so yes. It gets credit.
Yeah, that's
it right. Creates a crisis and then it solves it for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. It's that whole Nestle baby formula in Africa thing, but like way less important.
It's like New Coke.
It's exactly like New
and
Coke.
And as important as New Coke.
Yes. Those things equate. Anything else, Mason, you've been reading or watching or doing or saying or seeing?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Okay.
Every week is different.
Yeah.
Every journey has a conclusion, and this journey will lead us right into letters.
Oh, letters. Let's do letters.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Another here right now, we're going to do letters.
You're going to put your watch down, Mason, but you're worried it was going to clunk on the table.
That's right.
So you were very dainty about it.
I'm a dainty man.
Quick question for people. How's the sound in here? We put up, we're in the new studio and we put up some sound panels.
Yes.
I think it's better, but I can't tell, to be honest. I don't know what I'm doing. Do you know I can't smell flowers, Mason? Like I can't.
What?
Yeah, like I go
this
up.
This is a sad revelation for the end of a podcast.
I go up because like, doesn't this smell amazing? And I'm like, it just smells like a plant. Like I don't.
Claire finds plants to smell amazing.
Yeah, but like a rose.
It's all a matter of perspective.
A rose just smells like a leaf to me. What am I smelling for?
The beauty of roses. Wow.
Is that just me?
Action item for this week, folks. Can you smell a beautiful rose or does it just smell like a plant? Let us know. weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
I mean, there's a slight fake fragrance, obviously. But when
tweet us, Wikipedia Brown, Mr. Sunday Movies.
But you know what I mean? Like,
no.
It's not like a, like, you know when you bake something in the oven or something's on fire? You can smell it and you definitively know what it is. But if you put like...
Look, I'm no botanist, sure. But I feel like it's a more subtle aroma than a burning thing.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But is it so distinct that it's changing people's lives is what I'm saying? Or why is my nose not working?
I think maybe it's that. Maybe you have anosmia.
How dare you?
We know a guy with anosmia.
Oh, we do. But I can still smell...
Yeah.
But we do know a guy who cannot smell at all, yeah.
Do you think you have smell blindness for roses?
Maybe. Can you get glasses for your nose and smell?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's depressing.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, there's apparently a huge part of my life that everyone else has that I'm missing out on. But what have we got in terms of letters for this week?
Guys, nobody let him know. Everybody make him think he's different. Email him with like just amazing stories of smelling a rose and then you knew everything was going to be all right.
Delicious. I feel like you should be able to eat flowers. They seem mostly pointless.
What is happening here?
I just feel like they're mostly pointless. I don't get it. Like if somebody gave me flowers, I'm like, you've given me something I'd throw out in a week.
I feel like we've missed a trick here because we've been doing like, we've done like 200 and something episodes, 300 episodes, whatever we're up to at this
283
this
maybe?
283 episodes where I've said... I've done the letters theme and then I've read some letters. If I just paused, we could have had 280 something incidents of you losing your mind.
Okay.
Just being like another thing. Think about it. I think you should be able to rub pebbles on your teeth just to see if they make sparks.
You can do that if you want.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
idea in your head now.
Yeah, but I'm not going to push it on people.
All right.
All right. What do we got here? If you do want to reach the show, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. We got 1,000 this week.
Yes.
Have you got one in there, Mason?
Not yet.
But if you don't want to do that, you can also go on Twitter @weeklyplanetpod. Are you trying to find one that's not Marvel related?
Yep.
It's impossible. Don't even bother.
Okay.
I went through Twitter. I only found one.
I'm going to find something on the Great Mates group.
Okay, then.
A wonderful resource.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Now to 5,000 plus members.
Yeah.
David Hopkins says... #WeeklyPlanetPod. How do you feel about Quentin Tarantino's new movie? I would love to hear about the Weekly Planet's feelings over Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You've seen the trailers, obviously.
Yes.
We've probably talked about it.
Mm.
Tarantino's movies I generally enjoy. Yeah. Maybe just before that one comes out, we'll do maybe Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. We'll do a couple. And
oh, yeah, cool.
Now
cool,
we do
cool.
that sometimes. And
yeah,
then maybe
sure.
we'll come back to it at some point.
Yes.
Like the next two. And maybe I'll eventually watch Jackie Brown, which I still haven't seen.
Jackie Brown's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm generally quite positive towards Quentin Tarantino's work.
I think I see all of them now. Like, I go out of my way. He's one of those few directors that... There's not that many nowadays, it seems, where he's got a name and you go and see his particular type of movie.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's him, Nolan.
An auteur.
Yeah, exactly, like Spielberg. And there are obviously others. A Cameron, you know what I mean? A Spike Lee
yes.
joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. But do you thought the trailers were okay, I assume?
For Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, it looks good. I'm kind of intrigued. I think The Hateful Eight kind of lost me a little
bit. Yeah, I wasn't.
Because I think it was a little, it was, I don't know.
Did you hear what they're doing to that, though?
No, what are they doing to
that? They're bringing it to Netflix. They're making it into a 6-episode miniseries with bonus footage, and they're going to change the narrative slightly with the stuff that's put in, and that might be an interesting way to revisit it.
I probably won't watch that.
Well, you don't have to, Mason.
Thank you. All right, this is from Zachary in the Planet Broadcasting Grainmates Facebook group.
What do you got for us, Zachary? We're all ears.
Question for the group. That's us two.
Okay.
Not that awards really matter, but do you think Robert Downey Jr. should receive an Oscar nomination win for his performance in Endgame?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
You think he should be nominated?
Yeah, why not?
For Best Actor?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
What do you think, there's a better actor?
In the world?
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
But you still
the principle of the thing.
You don't think he should
I
be
I think
nominated?
He's earned too much money and that should disqualify him.
That's that. You know what? That should be a factor.
I think it
I
should too, yeah.
With that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
But he can smell roses too.
Yeah, sure he can. He's got a whole bunch of extra senses that non-celebrities don't have. He's got bonus ones,
yeah.
You know?
Prick.
Yeah. He can smell colours.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he can smell the different roses without being looking at them because he can just be like, it's a red one. Yep. Yeah.
It's the yellow one. It's unusual. You don't see
should
that
he,
much.
Though? How's that perform? Do you think...
I think if he does get nominated, it'll probably be for the role over 11 years. Not
yeah,
necessarily.
Right,
uh-huh. He's good in Endgame, right?
He's pretty good.
He's got some emotional beats that he hits.
I feel
hits.
Maybe that breakdown he has after he gets off.
Yeah.
Off the ship is maybe not his
greatest moment. Oh,
you don't
like it?
Not so much.
Because it's too... what's the word? Is it that shouting acting that you love from the past?
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
what you feel
I
it
think
is?
That's what it is, yeah.
What about the bit where he leaves a message for his daughter and he loves his daughter also earlier when he's like, good night, go to bed. And...
Is that acting, though?
It's acting, Mason. You know, what do you think? Acting's... It's too real. He didn't even notice that it was acting.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if... Is it good?
I don't know anything about acting,
I think
man.
He's very charming and likable.
Yeah. But yeah. Do you think that is not enough of acting to get you by? Do you think he needs to put on a prosthetic... whatever, and be like, I'm a famous poet.
Yeah.
And then you
that's
get,
exactly what I'm talking
then
about.
Then you get an acting.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be happy if you got a nomination?
No, I'd find that interesting.
Mm.
I
think they might even do it because he's popular and the Academy is dying.
And they need to bring in viewers, right?
Definitely. And they could cut to him during the broadcast and people were like, oh no, that guy.
Uh-huh. Do you think he'd want to be nominated for Endgame?
I don't think he cares.
See?
To be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't at a certain point, right?
No,
I mean, I don't care about that,
yes.
And I have no money.
Right.
And yet he
yes.
has many
he has
money.
And additional senses, as we've determined. Okay, well, follow-up question. Are there any other categories that you think it should win for, Endgame specifically?
Special effects.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Screenplay, because it's pretty complicated, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
I
wonder if, because, you know, we often talk about how actors often win for their career, or they win for their previous movie or what have you.
Sure.
Do you think screenwriters in this would win for the MCU as a whole?
Yeah. I don't know if the screenwriters, associated with this, I think they've maybe only done the Russo brother ones.
Yeah,
Russo
right.
Brother ones, Russo's brothers ones in particular.
Russo's brothers ones.
Yeah. What do you think, though? I mean, sound design, score. It's got a good score.
It does have a good score.
I remember the theme now. Nah, 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 nah. No, 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 I know it now.
That's a good one.
It only took 11 years.
It only took 11 years and you started me off just then. Sean Hopes has suggested that he might get the Irving G. Thalberg Memorial Award, which is the awarded to creative producers whose bodies of work reflect a consistently high quality of motion picture production.
And who do you give that to in particular?
Kevin Feige.
Yeah, sure. Can you give it to anybody associated with any particular...
Apparently.
Role?
Consistently higher quality of motion picture production.
Is that the ones they give out, but they do it where nobody's looking?
I think it is, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look, as we all know, awards don't matter except for that one that we won that time.
Best podcast in the world. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, let's give it to Robert Downey Jr. Why not?
You think he can get best podcast in the world? You think he can take that from us?
No.
Just because you can smell doesn't mean you can be
doing
a podcast.
Thing.
I'm not
no
listening one... anymore. No. I'm already caught in this, all right? Okay, is that the show then? Oh, one more thing.
Oh, yes.
This isn't... I got a letter of messages because I got a million subscribers on YouTube.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just a number. But I do what I do appreciate, though, is yes. all the kind words from people, kind words of support and, you know, congratulations and whatever. And people said, I've been watching for this long or listening for this long. That is really nice, because, you know, it's just an arbitrary number, and subscriptions don't reflect the number of views necessarily. So, you know what I mean? So all I'm saying is, Mason, it's no guarantee that I'm not going to be a massive failure at some point in the near future.
Look, we can only hope, can't we? But look, I don't think you will, because a little seal of approval's coming right now. Here we go.
He's doing it! He gave me a big thumbs down.
That's right.
You subscribed.
I've subscribed to your YouTube channel.
What are you subscribed to? Anything?
A couple of things.
I'd be very curious to know.
I'm subscribed to Stupid Old Channel.
Of course.
Our friends over at Stupid Old Studios. I'm subscribed to Patrick H. Willems.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm subscribed to Lindsay Ellis.
Yep, me too.
Auntie Donna's channel.
Yes, of course. Fantastic.
Folding Ideas.
What's that?
It's a guy called... His name's Dan Olsen. He does, like, he talks about, like, movies and editing and
etc. I'm gonna get into that.
Yeah, he's good. Real good.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's it. Those five.
Yeah. Also, One Dapper Street, which is about clothes. There's a couple of clothes YouTube channels.
I subscribe to one that's about a guy who goes visits people who built tiny houses.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is small, but you've made great use of this space. And I'm like, it's true.
The tiny house investigator.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
It's like that... You know that show where the guy goes, looks at his architecture house, and he goes, you've been building this house for 4 years and it's just a hole in the ground.
Oh, you must be pretty depressed.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I am quite depressed now that I mention it. I could have been doing anything else with my life, but I've dug a hole and sat in the hole.
So, yeah. That's the show, though, Mason. Bring us home, Country Road.
Okie dokie. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, everybody, for their suggestions in the Facebook group and on the email and on the Twitters.
I agree.
Thanks for giving us a nice review and
a
nice rating and a subscribing. If you wouldn't mind subscribing, I've subscribed.
Yeah.
I mean, not to our show.
You're not going
to
watch any of the videos, though, because then you might click on it and then you're in it.
That's right.
And that's your greatest
fear.
It's
very upsetting. Exactly. Mm. And then I get hit by a bus, as mentioned before. And that's my own fault, because I'm watching a YouTube video while walking.
Agreed. Also, people should watch the Auntie Donna channel, because they're currently doing a series called Glenridge High.
Yes.
It's a series. It's been going for 8 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, so
and
funny.
It's very, very funny.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, check that out.
If you want to get in contact with us, it's weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Marvel stuff. We're done.
We're done with
We're
Marvel.
We're closing the door.
Oh, really?
I don't care.
We'll do a couple more comments.
Send whatever. I don't give
a shit. Yeah, exactly. Just for that. Okay, we are probably going to review more Marvel stuff.
No, I just mean in terms of, like, reading out Marvel theories.
Oh, yeah, cool. No, we're done
with that. Yeah.
We are done with that. Let's see. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. I'm Nick Maso, Maseau, on Instagram. You're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
That's right. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
The Twitter.
Yeah.
If you want, you can go to planetbroadcasting.com. Check out all the shows on the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Because Rob Collings is crushing it. He's updating it minute to minute.
He's so good.
Does he sleep? It's not important.
It's not important to us. There are no OH&S standards. There's no occupational health and safety where we live.
That's
so
right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But also, you can sign up to his newsletter at planetbroadcasting.com. Yes. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates official group on Facebook.
It's a great resource for going in there and just not being yelled at by racists.
It's really nice that way. It's so good in there.
Yeah.
So nice.
If you don't want that, then exactly. That's probably a good place for
you. You can also follow Rob Collings at Raw Collings on Twitter and at The Weekly Planet. Mm. Let's see, we have some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Love seeing those out in the wild.
Yeah.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Chuck in a buck, we would appreciate that. You can go to Amazon.
Someone just put in 50 I saw the other
Bloody
day.
Bloody hell.
But I don't know whether this is one of those things where you cancel it before the thing, you know what I mean? I'm waiting to see what happens. And
nice.
What way is this going to go?
Is that enough for me to get a big sandwich?
That's a good question.
Wait, didn't we say a few weeks ago?
I should put in a big sandwich.
You're going to get some sort of weird infrared therapy, and I'm going to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I think that's enough money to
that's
cover
probably
both
right.
It's enough to cover both of those things. So thank you
for
that.
I've got to get that infrared sauna.
Yeah.
I got to go into that weird new age sauna place.
Well, you have to now, don't you?
Oh, they're going to be like, oh, hello, sir. What's your bloody chakras? And I'll be like, I don't do any of that shit, you fucking idiot. Get me in that
you
sauna.
You say that, but then you would come out and I'll be like, what have you been up to? And you'd be like, well, I realign my chakras. And I'll be like, all right. No, namaste to you.
Agreed. Also, whatever gets you through, man. Whatever you believe. I don't care. Good on you.
Well, what gets us through is we've got an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you want to click on that, you want to buy some stuff, we get a little kickback.
Gets me up in the morning.
That's right. Yeah. Big sandwiches, infrared saunas.
I get a check in the like every few months for Amazon, and I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bank. Claire, can you go to the bank? I don't want to go to the bank. Can you cash this check? Because Amazon don't transfer money directly for some reason.
And your wife's like, I'm looking after the kid. And you're
like, can you do both? One time, a snail ate some of the check and they wouldn't take it.
Wow.
And it wasn't even on the numbers. So we had to get Amazon to send another check. And I don't know where that is. Maybe the snail got it again. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it's still good. We get around to it.
Do you have a new arch nemesis and it's a snail?
You know, snails get in your letterbox, mate. I do have an arch nemesis who's fucking with my letterbox. I told you this?
Yeah, you told me about that guy.
Okay, never mind.
We'll talk about it off air. Anyway, thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. Next week, Detective Pikachu?
Yes, that's right.
We'll talk about Detective Pikachu, so I should watch Detective Pikachu.
I agree.
I'm a little bit sad that I couldn't make it to the media screening because you got to take a photo of Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I want to put that picture up of me. And my nephews are there, so I'll probably cover their faces. Or I'll ask my brother and then he won't care, whatever.
Good times.
That is a great time.
All right, we'll see you next week, you guys. Grab that gem, why don't you?
Why don't
you?
Yeah. Bye. Our people have said, can we not use that anymore? Because Grab That Gem is, it's definitively been done in the MCU. Do you have to change it? Like with the next phase of movies.
You could still grab them. They're still out there. Steal them again. Ruin a timeline, everybody.
But are you saying that catchphrases are forever or do catchphrases have to evolve? Do you want to be that guy who's got, like you go somewhere and people make you say the thing. They're like, oh, do the thing.
Yeah.
And you want to be known, don't you want to be known for something else?
No. Catchphrases.
Okay.
That's my new catchphrase. Catchphrases forever.
But just.
And I do the Wakanda forever. But I go, catchphrases forever.
Okay. We'll start off the show next time with that. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.